You got to try. You got to test and fail. I that's how I learn. You know, I'm not a professional chef by any means. I've had the pleasure of working with some amazing talent over the years. But, you know, the beauty of the Traeger specifically is that it's indirect heat. You think of it like your oven. You're able to take things out. You're not going to burn things. Our favorite recipe, for example, is our chicken challenge. You could take a whole roaster chicken and throw it on the grill, season it how you like, throw it on the grill at high temperature and put it on high temperature, walk away and come back 35, 40 minutes later. And this thing's going to be roasted to perfection. And that's honestly how I learned myself is just trial and error. I got a Traeger before I even worked at the company. I was never a cook or interested really in cooking. I could obviously cook and feed myself, but I really got into it the more and more I got ingrained with the company after I had my Traeger first 2 years before I actually worked there. And so it's really trial and error in a lot of my mind. There's so many great resources out there these days, and you got to test and fail. But the Traeger really makes it fail-proof to a large degree.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, Rob, I'm going to ask you, are you a grill guy or are you a kitchen guy?
Well, I'll be honest. I started off as a guy that I'm not a crock pot guy. We would take a big bear roast and we'd put it in the crock pot or put it in the pot, get it warmed up pretty well. And then honestly, the best way, and I was going to interject this earlier, but we would turn that bear off, let it cool down, and all the fat would rise to the top, coagulate. We'd skim that off, dump the water out, and then put it back in the crock pot and add a can of cream of mushroom soup and a can of cream of potato soup. However, I will tell you that one of the best meals I've ever had is a really good friend of mine from Foster, Wisconsin, came up to my bear camp and brought his Traeger with him, and he put a beef brisket in there. Like, it's 5 a.m, and we're getting ready to go bear hunting. This guy's putting up the stuff in this Traeger, and he set it all, and, you know, I honestly wasn't paying much attention to him, and that afternoon when we got back from hunting and we're all hungry and tired and whatever, here's this awesome beef brisket in the Traeger grill, and it kind of turned me on to that. So I'm a little bit more of a grill guy and a Traeger kind of guy these days than I used to be, and I'm still learning, but it's pretty easy to do, and as you alluded to, I think it's easier to screw up stuff in the kitchen than it is outside.
Yeah.
Rob, I have to interject real fast, if that's okay. One, cream of mushroom soup is my secret ingredient for pheasant. I get laughed at all the time. I'm like, hey, I'm from Wisconsin, so that's my secret in the crock pot.
Cream of mushroom soup is a no fail, okay?
You can't go wrong with that. I had to laugh at that because I get scorned so many times in the culinary community when I bust that out. I'm like, just you wait.
I like to think that I've advanced from cream of mushroom soup, but in all reality, it is just an absolute go-to. So if you're afraid out there, if you're afraid to try the grill or you're afraid of trying wild game, throw it in a crock pot, throw it on the grill in a tin foil tin with cream of mushroom soup and just let her go, baby. Let it go. Leave it alone. Throw it on 350 and come back 4 hours later. It will be falling apart in this soupy, delicious gravy supreme that everybody will like. I think you hit it on the head right there, Tyler.
Oh, it's a secret ingredient. And people get mad when I do it because, like, the chefs I work with are like, you can't do that. I'm like, no, this is how you do it in the Midwest. It's a crowd pleaser.
It's fantastic. So I have to tell you, Rob Stafschult he is the quintessential bear hunter, and he lives for it, and he's got dogs, and they just do a fantastic job hunting bears and, you know, in part controlling the population and conserving and eating what they kill and turning rugs. I have a coat out of a bear that I killed with Rob, as a matter of fact. I have a black bear coat. I'll have to wear it sometime. But I'm a little bit like Chad Belding in that we drag people into the cornfields, Tyler. So I've dragged Rob with me into the cornfields to grease some premiums and kill some big Canada geese, which are kind of a challenging thing. But I want to finish the show talking with Tyler about what I've been trying to get Rob to do for years. And Tyler, I ask him one time, we talk about it. He sees my alligator boots one time, and he says, I want some, but I want to hunt and kill the alligator myself. So next week, I've been bugging Rob to go gator hunting for years.
Rob, come with us.
I thought you were going with the goose pot pie, I'm not going
to
lie.
No, the goose pot pie is fantastic, but I'm
top-notch.
Top, yeah, we had it when the Foul Life crew was in town, and it was unbelievable. And I like to hope that that's what helped me become become part of the show was the cooking of the goose pot pie. But you know, Tyler is going gator hunting with me next week, and we're going to have some amazing recipes to talk to you about. We're going to do the show Raised in the Shaw live from Florida. Cooking with a world-renowned chef, Chad Ward, and I certainly cannot wait to bring that to you. We're going to do that next Thursday. Raised in the Shaw is live at 7 o'clock on Thursdays on 101 FM The Shaw, WAUK 540. Thank you so much for listening to the inaugural show. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next time. Two.